Tell you, we need what we're doing in the spirit to begin territorial favor. God wants now is for kingdom authority to come in with a righteous authority. And the kingdom authority, what we're doing is very powerful. I just want to give you a few key points on the Jericho strategy. As we practice this and employ our faith, we're going to learn a lot of things. The whole premise of the Jericho strategy is many things about the Jericho strategy. But the first thing, how many of you prayed before coming here? Because I'm not going to go through the first part. We're going to go through the second part today. Amen. I'm getting into the juice today. I had an incredible encounter with the Tree of Life this morning, and I never even got to the promised land part, but I was in the promised land of the Tree of Life. It's still resonating in my spirit. It's almost like he took a part of the trunk and just shoved it in me, and I don't know how to explain it, but the exhilaration of that, I've never had that. That was brand new to me. It happened when I was up in the Father, but the way that that life would circulate through the body, it's just incredible. That life, it just started moving in different parts. I don't know how to fully explain yet because it just happened to me, but there's just so many dimensions and realms that we get to partake of. It's amazing. I think it's part of the transfiguration part. There's a realm in the Father, room of transfiguration. It's there. Just tasting it right now. So as we move in to the promised land today, I'm going to kind of start from there. But I'm going to start from there, and we're going to move on in to the promised land. I'm going to show you a few things we're going to be doing and how we exercise faith in this dimension. When we move to Jericho, what the Lord has me to do, the first thing he says, see all this. He tells them everything he's supposed to see, and then he asks him to do it. That's the thing. You see it all, then you do it. Amen? So he first is see. So with us, we're going to see him coming out to meet us with the blessing of goodness. He's coming out to commission us for our promise. Amen? You can exercise this personally, corporately. Today we'll be doing it over this house. And see first him coming out to meet us. So I go in the place that I see the Lord coming out. From that position, we do not move into Jericho from a linear position. Our covenant, our inheritance, once you draw a circle, you have to know before you draw that circle that it is the promise of God. That's pretty evident. That's the promise of God. But you can draw circles around your home. You can draw circles around anything God promised you. Once you draw the circle. Why the circle? Because that's what God was doing from above. He's drawing a circle. From a knee, we just see him marching around. From above, he's creating a territory, which he's going to call and create a dominion in that territory. Amen. Everything he said he gave them were occupied by giants. Everything God gave them was occupied by giants. It seems like everything God gives us is occupied by the giants. So we can't be looking at the giant. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to move from a position that's above. Amen. Why? Because that's where dominion has been restored. He said he raised him up in Hebrews, crowned him with glory and honor, raised him up in the right hand of God, crowned him with glory and honor. That's why I like to see the Lord coming out, meeting us with a crown. Then we ascend to the place of glory and honor, right? That's from the right hand of God. And then he gave him dominion, set him over the works of his hands and gave him dominion over, say over, and put what? All things what? Under. That's why you want to move from an elevated position. You go from top down. Okay, here is what a stone of tin looks like. This is how they used to do it. See that? This is the plumb line. Am I working that thing from bottom up or top down? Am I going to be effective trying to move that thing up? Stone of tin does not work from bottom up. Stone of tin, or the plumb line of Zechariah 4, operates from what? Top down. So in other words, you move into the possession of authority. Amen. He set all things under his feet in Ephesians 1. He was raised what? Far above principalities, powers, dominion. And then God set all things under his feet. So God the Father gave the dominion, gave it in an order under. Amen. And then he said, you also hath he raised together with him. So everything that's happened to Christ was on your behalf. We have to follow every single footstep. And so as we sit in a restored place of dominion, everything's under our feet. Here's what we've done before. We hear the message of dominion and we charge in a linear battle. Amen. Now watch this. That's like, and you can do that. You'll get fruit, but it's not the kind we're looking for now. It's like when Jesus got in the boat. He took dominion over the boat, and then he said, let's go out into the deep, right? And Justin, this is a good point you made, Justin. Praise God. As he was on the sea, what did he say after he did all that? He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men, but we're going to do the same way. Because he said, let down the net. Now imagine if Jesus said, okay, we're going to go catch some fish. Everybody jump in. How many fish are you going to get jumping? You can, but God was trying to explain that you're going to catch more if you're in a position that's above, right? And you let down the net from a kingdom perspective, but it's just got to be done with the Lord, because Peter fished all night, didn't catch anything. It's done in his presence with him. Amen. So when we engage a circle of a dominion, we have to do this with him. So before you do that, you must believe that he is. He must believe that he's given you this. You must fully settle it's yours. Don't be drawing circles around things that are not fully in your heart. And don't go drawing circles around people unless you're just praying for them. Amen. So, but as you draw the circle, you have to understand when he sent the angels or the armed men, we know this is our angels. So they're what? They're encircling the city. What they're doing, encircling one time a day for 6 days, on the seventh day, 7 days. And then followed by what? The seven priests bearing the seven trumpet of ram's horns. That's the picture of the crown of Revelation 5. I saw upon his head seven horns and seven eyes. Priests represent eyes. So basically, from heaven's point of view, it's like the crown's coming over the city. That's what God's doing when he's having them circle and then followed, the ark followed, and then you followed after that. So they were circling, but from heaven's point of view, he was cutting out a perimeter in the earth to bring access from heaven to earth. In other words, circle the city, and everything inside what you're circling is yours for an inheritance. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it with the armed forces. We're going to do it with the crown. We're going to do it with the ark. Amen. Fast forward all of that incredible strategy into our covenant. We're going to do it from above. We're going to drop. We're going to drop, get positioned, draw the circle, right? Draw the circle. That's why Google is really good. And I would suggest zooming in and out for a little bit, because that imagery is where you're going to stand. And the more that imagery you have, the better it is. Amen. There's a lot can happen in that circle. There's a lot. And we'll get into more about what all can happen. But for now, we're going to drop the stone of 10, right? And that's the plumb line. And basically, we're drawing the circle. And everything's going to be dropped from place of authority. You are in a position seated with Christ. When you're in a seated position, that's a seated position of joint heirship king. At that point, kings give instruction. They give decree. They have an army that works for them. You must understand you have an army. If you don't think like that, you're not going to ever have full dominion. You're not going to stand over that circle thinking like an orphan. You have to stand over that circle as a joint heir. You got to know who you are. Say, who am I? I am seated together, raised together. Got to see it. I was raised up, crowned with glory and honor, seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's why you've got to know we are talking about an operation of joint heirship. We've already been loved. We've already gone through fellowship. We've already gone through baptism. We've already gone to the tree of life. We've already gone to the lily's grace. Amen. We are now in a position of joint heirship in the promised land. You're going to operate from top down, not bottom up. Here's what we do. God gives us a land. We come into the land and we start in here and we say, Father, come down. Come down, Father. Come down. And every prayer you pray is awesome. But what happens is so much gets intercepted and you're in the middle of warfare, a battle zone. And the enemy is very intense in this realm. Intense sometimes. You got to get above. I mean, I mean, Anna and I were dealing with a heaviness these last 2 days that we could not get off of us. It was just spiritual, and today it shattered this morning. It was awesome. I mean, it's this atmosphere that's almost like paralyzes you almost. You just can't hardly move. And I mean, even in the skill sets we've been given, but today, God shattered that this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't function in atmospheres like that. You got to be free. Amen. So as we draw the circle, he's trying to stop this, but he can't. All right. As he draw the circle, what we're doing is a seat of dominion. We are releasing angelic host into that's your garden now. That circle is your garden. Tend it. Have dominion. Amen. Take dominion. You can't take dominion over all the earth. Stop trying to do that. We have to be focused in what we're doing. We're going to be affected by focus. We can't just keep throwing generalities out there everywhere. We need to take ground in a focused position. So if I draw me a circle, that's my circle. And I can draw some circles. I've got them working now. I'm working 3 or 4 at a time right now. I can move in and out. Praise God. But I move from top down. Now here's what we're going to do. We're first going to release, petition the Father in the release of angelic host. We have Jacob's ladder. We are heirs. So you already know. You see all the stuff he's given us? See how you're going to use this now? We know that we're heirs of Jacob's ladder. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Raise your hand. We are heirs to the ascension of angels. If Christ had them, we have them. We're Abraham's seed. He received it. Specifically speaking of Jacob's ladder, you'll see the Son of Man, angels ascending and descending. The first thing we want to do is release the angelic host, the warrior angels. They're a very specialized group. I mean, they're like the Navy SEALs or the Marines, man. They will get in there and clear it out. You have an army. You got to act like it. Amen. You got to know what you're doing. Praise God. That's why we see that Elisha had an army with him, was given to him. That's what we get. As we do that, we release them top down. Yes, they're carving out the perimeter circle, but not just linear. They're carving it all the way. Think of a cylinder that's stretching from earth to heaven. Amen? As that cylinder is stretching, they're going to start clearing out every day that you exercise faith and release them for the express purpose of clearing out second heaven interference. In Jacob's ladder, there was no second heaven interference. Right? No interference in between. Nothing. It was cleared out. That's called true open heaven. You create that. Amen. And then as the angels, as you're releasing and speaking, we'll do that today. We're going to release them over the Father's house. We're going to just kind of do this over the Father's house. To give you an idea, you can do it over your house. I'm doing it over some business things that God's had me in for a very long time that I now understand how we're going to do the dominion, which is awesome. Praise God. So remember, the crown, can you go back now to the image, Chris, the wheel? So the crown is next. Next, 7 priests with 7 eyes. That's the crown that we're all going to wear. We're just functioning in it like we've got it. This is what the Lord told me. He said, stop waiting. Just operate like you have it. Go do what you can do. I'm not asking you to run out in the earth and go try to do something, but I am asking you to run into the realm of the spirit, because you got to open these realms up if you're going to be effective. If you're not effective, the realm doesn't open, you won't be effective. You're just working a lot. Amen. We got to clear out works, toil, labor, all of that. Amen. You're clearing out the curse so God can move freely. So see the outer perimeter there? That's the fruit of the crown. All those inheritances that get set down into the circle. That is the circle of the crown. The next thing, you are crowned. He crowned you with glory and honor. He did it, so we're just going to act like he did it, right? And we're going to set the crown down. You do that by faith. You release the crown. He said the 7 spirits of God are going to be poured out into all the earth. We just call for the release of the crown. We set it in. Amen. Now, at that point, once that crown, that perimeter, and I like to see it as those 12 inheritances right there. That's what I'm learning. I just take that part of the wheel and I set that. Boom. Because that's what's going to go. I set it around and it's going to go inside. It's going to feed the whole atmosphere within that cylinder. You see that? The whole atmosphere is going to be fed with blessing, riches and glory, generational inheritance, inheritance of the nations, omniscient wisdom, omnipotent dominion, omnipresent time habitation, Jacob's ladder inheritance, divine healing, sevenfold inheritance, all power, apostolic government. That crown is surrounded by circle. Eventually it's going to break out of my circle, but I got to have dominion in the circle. It's going to feed inside first. Amen. Once that's set and you speak that,
What do I speak?
Well, anything, if I'm dealing with the Father's house, I've got 1,000 things I can speak here. I can call for the 7 pillars of apostolic government to now be established. A house of salvation, a house of intercession, a house of divine healing and deliverance, a house of worship, a house of benevolence. Amen? A house of discipleship. A house, 24-hour worship. It's a house of glory. You see that? You're decreeing a house. What else? The house of the crown. Father's house is the house of the crown. We set the crown of Mount Hebron. We set the inheritance of Mount Hebron. That's victory going through. We set the crown. We set it in. We set that in. It's going to operate by your faith. Why do you need faith? He goes, man, if you turn aside now, how can I get you to conquest the promised land? Because the whole promised land's by faith. That's why God let us in, because we sat at the gate by faith for so long. He said, come on in. Get after it. Get you some. That's what he told Joshua when Caleb came and said, man, you know, I've been fighting with you for 5 years now, but I still want that Mount Hebron. He goes, get you some. You know, the giants are there. Get you some. He goes, they're bred for me. Joseph's tribe came and said, our land be too narrow. You didn't give us enough. You know, they're fighting. And Joshua said, hey, you see that mountain over there? Go up there where the giants are. Go on up there. Get you all you want. You can have that whole land. Nobody wanted to fight. They just wanted the freebie. Joshua said, you can have whatever you want. It's out there. Amen. We are in the time of promised land. You set the crown. At that point, guess what happens? You drop down. One part of you is, you're going to have to just learn to do this. You're going to have to know, because Victory actually saw this. She goes, you know, I was praying for you in that little image, but you were a lot bigger than that image. She goes, your feet was down there on the earth and your head was up in heaven. I said, I know, I was like that this morning. I said, that's only when you first start and draw the circle. Once you drop in the circle, what did Jesus say to Nicodemus? He's talking Jacob's ladder lingo here. He said, no man has ascended from God except he that ascended to God, even the Son of Man that's in heaven right now. No man has ascended from heaven except the Son of, except he that, no man has descended from heaven. No man ascended to heaven except the Son of Man that's in heaven. While I'm talking to you. He said, I'm standing in both places right now. So what happens is you're standing there and you got plumb line, you're going to drop your feet down in there. Because what he said, all things are under your feet. You're going to go stand in that circle while you're there. You're just going to have to learn to do this. I don't know how to explain that. You just do it. You just stretch down in there. And you stand in heaven and earth at the same time. Usually I try to jerk myself out. Now I'm just stretching my feet down by faith. And you stand in the land. Why? I need to touch down. I am the representative of authority. I've got to get my authority. I've got to get God's authority in the earth. I got to touch him and touch the earth at the same time. He's going to send his army to clear things out. Now, once I touch down, you are the ladder, the window, the doorway that God's going to move through. None of this can be done by you. We already figured that out a long time ago. None of this originates with ourselves. We are vessels of authority. We are vessels of glory. We are conduits. We got to stretch a conduit from heaven to earth, and we stand down there. Amen. But you got a host of angels around you. You got a crown around you now. You have authority and dominion. And you stand in there. And guess what you're going to do now? Father, not only am I seated with you in heavenly places, but my feet are touching down on the earth. I just learned to do this. So if you don't do it your first day, don't sweat it. Praise God. I said, I stand in heaven and earth now, just like the Lord did. I can stand in heaven and earth. Father, let the ark drop in now. Let the ark drop into the circle. What's that? The glory. What did he say? If a man will keep my words, him my Father love, and then me and my Father will come make our abode with you in the earth. So Father, come and make abode in the circle. come enthrone the circle, Father, with the glory of God. Come with all the glory and the glory of heaven and earth. Thy will now be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we see it in heaven, so now is it done on the earth. Father, flood this jurisdiction with your glory. For the Father's house now is a Father's house of glory, where you maketh your abode, the manifest presence of God, Emmanuel, God with us, him that was and is to come, now dwelling with us in our tent in the earth. Just like you were with Moses in his tent, just like you were with Solomon in his temple, you're with us in our temple. We are the temple of the living God. You see that? Now we're talking manifest glory in the earth. Why you're in heaven? Why? You got to stretch in both places because you're the funnel that's coming through. You're just a glorified funnel. That's all you are. You're a donkey funnel. He's going to ride the donkey from heaven to the earth. You're still a donkey. But we're air donkeys. Amen. Isn't that good? Once you learn to do, we're going to do this today. As you practice, you start getting good at it. Now you know that circle's my circle. Now you have authority and dominion to speak to things. Anything comes up in there, it's not a God. You have authority now. You have authority. See the difference between that and going shouting in this realm. You've already taken authority. You have an army working for you here. They're clearing out from heaven and earth. They're continually clearing all the day long. They're working with your union, working with your faith for the express purpose of bringing Father God's glory down into the earth. Father's God glory down in the earth. If you want to see all this, he said it like this, the kingdom of God's within you. Just touch it now. It's already with you. Sometimes you got to have some imagery of how all that works. Sometimes you got to get in places and then move into places like that. Eventually, you'll just become one. You're just one. It'll be a one. But you ain't got to wake up with a one. It's like you got to work. Sometimes you got to go up, drop it down. But then after a while, it's all going to just go like this. And God's going to mix it all up. And heaven will be on the earth. Amen. Y'all feeling it? The glory of God. Thank you, Father. That's how he's going to take everything. I believe if we can become effective like this, God can let us draw circles around cities, take authority over the political systems of cities, over the financial systems of cities, over the spiritual systems of cities, take authority and bring kingdom of God, kingdom dominion down into whole city. You see that? But we got to start with a circle. There's a lot can happen in that circle, because what happens when the ark comes down? Let me just show it to you. Like, let's say this is our circle. We're inside the circle. You're just inside the circle, right? Now with all the intercessors dropping the circle in. Now, but him that was and is to come now. Did he say he'd make his abode with us? Father and me. He said Father and I would make our abode. That's him that was and is to come. That's glory realm. If it's him that was and is to come, you'll step up into the glory and you can go backwards, forwards, and frontwards. Up, down, right, left. Your chains get broken. You can move in dimensions of the circles created because you're inside a crown of omnipresent omniscience. Omnipotent dominion. Apostolic government. You have a right now to decree the release of signs, miracles, and wonders. Decree the release of all blessings. Decree the release of seven. And I want the atmosphere filled with the seven inheritances of power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and dominion. I want the atmosphere filled with dunamis, creative power for signs, miracles, and wonders. I want the atmosphere filled. You know what the inheritance of the nation is? I set my king upon the holy hill of Zion, asking me the nations. That means 3,000 born again, 5,000 born again, an atmosphere for God. To inherit salvation. Inherit the lost. You see that? You got to stretch forth the curtain of your habitation. Before you go out and take the world on, get you a little circle. It's high time we start taking dominion over something. Amen? Instead of trying to take everything, let's take dominion over something. But once you draw that line, you better know from that day, you cannot back away from that. You're going to stay there until heaven comes down. You're going to stay in there and God's going to give you an army. He's going to clear things out and heaven's going to come make his abode right there. Amen. I told my kids the other day, I said, you don't even have a chance. Don't even think about it. I'm about to draw circles around you. And they go, what? I said, I'm drawing circles around you. You don't know. I said, I draw a circle around you, you're in trouble. For God, you're good. I'll draw a circle of goodness around you and mercy and glory. When I draw a circle, I have authority as a priest in my home. Amen. It's true. So I encourage you, we're going to draw a circle around this house corporately. Draw a circle around your house. Draw a circle around your promise. Don't get too many things, but get your faith active. It's a time, if I ask you, are you in faith? You better have something active now. You better have an active faith right now. The time is over for deactivated faith. We are faith, active faith people. That means project faith. That means focused faith. Amen. I am not lifting this up to heaven anymore. I am bringing this down from heaven. And there is a difference. When I'm in heaven or with the Father, I'm perambulating. Sometimes when he gives you something, you got to perambulate a little bit with him. You got to dream it. Before you drop it, you got to dream it. Why? Because you don't quite see its fullness. You got to dream with him a little bit. Because he's incubating. See, as you're dreaming, he's starting to incubate your spirit with a promise. You see what I'm saying? He's starting to pour the promise in you, transferring the promise. Why? Because you're going to come down with a promise. That's the way God transfers. The Father transfers through incubation. He transfers through perambulation. You see it and dream it. That's what he did with Abraham. He says, you don't know this, Abraham, but when you're looking at the stars and the sand, I'm transferring the promise to you. I'm not just telling you. I'm saying, look at them at night. And back in those days, they didn't have TV, cell phone. At night, they stared at the stars. During the day, all they saw was sand. Promise, 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 promise. Close you with it. Amen? But we're going to bring it down in now. We're going to drop it down. Amen? We're going to drop down. We're going to drop the plumb line. Boom. Amen? So everybody, get ready to drop a plumb line today. Y'all ready? We're going to drop it. We're going to touch down today.